Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Help support this podcast and expand your mind
by signing up for a free Audible 30-day trial.
Audible has a collection of over 200,000 audiobooks.
You can get one for free right now at audible.co.uk/spark.
And for every Spark listener that does this, Audible sends us actual cash,
which means that we can keep on sending you stories like these.
Go to audible.co.uk/spark
and get your free audiobook now.
That's audible.co.uk/spark.
Welcome to Spark.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them across the UK.
This story was told by Katie
in August 2016,
where we were telling tales of being in a pickle. Here's Katie.
Warning, this story recognises the existence of sex.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to 17 years old. And at this point, I think I've been dating my boyfriend for about a year now. And we have not had sex yet. And I have not had sex ever yet at this point. And he would like to have sex. We spoke openly about it. He knew I wanted to wait till I was comfortable. And then there was a holiday coming up. My parents were taking the family on a holiday, and they said I could invite my boyfriend. We were really excited about this. And we decided that it was going to happen on this holiday. We didn't know how, because it would be a bit awkward with family around, of course. But we were going to find a way or find somewhere to go. And, you know, it was going to be really romantic. And it was a seaside holiday, so I'm envisioning a beach or something like that. And I've already told you, I've not had sex before. So I just load my suitcase up with a lot of condoms. I don't know why so many, but so one night we decide, okay, this is gonna be the night. Let's go, you know, we'll tell my parents we're going for a drive, which is what we did. And we'll try and see if we can find a secluded place, you know, on the beach somewhere. And my parents, I need to mention, well, my father in particular, there's no one scarier to me at that age than my father. My friends were scared of my father when it came to rules and being strict. So I was just like, okay, we just have to have a good lie. And, you know, so we said, oh, we're just going to drive to the beach, no problem. But he was like, be back soon. Yeah, no problem. We'll be back, you know, a couple hours max. So as we're driving out towards the seaside, we see a police officer has pulled a car over. Oh, that sucks for them. Don't know what that's all about. Keep going. Then we see another car pulled over. Oh, that's odd. There's two cars pulled over. Next thing you know, we got pulled over. Okay, well, were you speeding? No. He's like, don't worry about it. We weren't doing anything wrong. So we get pulled over, and then we do find they're doing some sort of blitz where they are just literally pulling people over, making sure everyone's safe on the holiday, not drinking and driving. That's fine, we're not drinking and driving. But he wants to see, the police officer asked to see my boyfriend's license and registration. He pulls it out of the glove box, unknowingly to both him and myself. There's a little bit of marijuana resin on his insurance papers. That is a whole nother story altogether. I don't even know. That's his story. So we'll leave that there. He hands it to the police officer. I don't know how they knew so quickly, but they then said, well, we've got to search you and your car. It all happened so fast, I thought, well, I'm supposed to lose my virginity. Like, I don't have time for this. So, and I've never been searched before either. And there was two police officers. The woman asked me to get out of the car, and she searched me. And she, I'll never forget, she said, empty your pockets. And I had so many condoms in my pockets. And even my boyfriend didn't know I shoved a bunch of condoms in my pockets. And he's just looking at me like, why do you have so many? And I felt really, I could feel my face going red just in front of the police officer. I was so young, I didn't know what I was doing. And they ended up arresting him. We weren't doing anything wrong. They claimed they thought he looked stoned. We weren't stoned. They hauled him into the station. Of course, I went with him. But don't forget the guy that says, be back soon. So I am freaking out. I'm like, I can't call my dad and tell him what's going on. This is serious. So I just don't call him at all. 1 hour goes by, 2 hours goes by, and I'm just so scared, more scared than from him than the police officers. Finally, they let him go, and we were driving back to the cottage, and we pass another police over, pulling someone over, and it was my dad. And I knew right there he was out looking for me. He'd been out looking for me, and in the blitz, they had pulled him over as well. I just said, get the hell home. We sped home, and when my dad came through the door, he was just raging, and I just said, oh, we dropped the car keys in the sand, and we couldn't find them. And that was it.
Thanks to Katie for sharing her story at Spark.
We've one more Spark left for you to go.
From the same night at the Hackney Picture House.
This is Josh.
Hello, everyone. A long time ago, I was at university, not long, 8 years ago. And I was at Nottingham University, and I was living in a shared house for the first time in my life with 4 other people, Gideon, Daniel, Angela, and Andrea. Gideon and Daniel aren't important in this story. Angela and Andrea kind of are important in this story. We kind of merged their names a little bit when we lived together. We had terrible waste management at our shared property. Lots of garbage bags filling out the bins in front, and then when the bins got full and didn't get taken away, then there became piles of garbage bags as well. Probably about 10 garbage bags outside our road, Johnson Road in Nottingham. And one day, it was really disgusting, but one day, I'm on the street, Andrea is home, and we hear that somebody from the council is inspecting Johnson Road and handing out fines of £800 each to people who have excess waste outside their house. I'm a student, so I don't have a lot of money at that time, and I really freak out. And I say to Andrea, we have to get rid of this garbage. What are we going to do? Andrea has a car, and we decide to firstly line Andrea's car with bin bags and put all the bin bags in her car. And we just drive. We didn't have Google Maps at the time, so we don't know where the tip is. You know, so it's too far for us to even fathom where the tip might be. So the first thing we do is we go somewhere in West Bridgeford, kind of in someone's back garden kind of area, and we dump about 6 of the bags in the garden. We then, I don't know why we made a division, why we didn't do the full 10 then, but then we went to a local Asda, as you do, thinking, oh, maybe they actually have some like large bins. They have a recycling area at Asda. I felt that was good enough, maybe, to put 4 bags by the recycling bins. You know, if they, you know, it's not technically recycling, it's not recyclable waste, but at least someone might find it and take the bags. get back in the car, or very exhausted, not thinking rationally, clearly. And then we are back on the highway, or the motorway, and we see a sign for the local rubbish tip. And then my guilt comes in, and I'm like, oh, that person's back garden. They're going to find 6 garbage bags. Maybe they'll find evidence in it. We go back to the garden, and luckily the 6 bags are there. So we put them back into the car and drive them to the rubbish tip, met by some gentlemen at the rubbish tip. It's all fine. Get out of the rubbish tip, exhausted, and go back out of the tip. And I say to Andrea, should we go back to Asda as well? Because there are all those 4 bags there. And she was like, no, I'm sure they'll, sure you're right. I'm sure they'll find the rubbish and put it away. So that's fine. And I go home, and I sometimes had to think, thought about, okay, what about those rubbish bags? And I kind of have a bit of a sleepless night, and then I forget about it. And then days go by, and it's the next week, and I'm in my house, and suddenly I hear a letter come through the door. So I open the letter, and it says, Dear Angela Beer, Miss Beer, I'm writing in relation to an incident that happened on the 12th of February. I can't remember what year it was, 2009, in regards to the disposal of this particular waste at a West Bridgeford Asda supermarket at this particular time. Please report to Nottingham Council for an interview under caution. And then in a very large box, it says, to inform you, fly tipping is a punishment punishable by either a $5,000 fine, up to a $5,000 fine, and or 5 years in prison, which to somebody who's just turned 21, really losing my shit. I then call the council. What had happened was a invoice for Angela, for a bra that Angela had ordered. They'd gone through the rubbish. They'd gone through it, and they'd found an invoice with Angela's name and address, and done the maths and found it back to it. I called up the council, confess that it was me. They have to reissue the letter to Mr. Moritz. I have to go for an interview under caution, which is kind of like being in the bill, I'd say. So you're kind of going to a room, and the conversation is recorded. I take my friend Alex just to be my, I don't know why he was there, but he was just sort of there to support me. And then after a very heartfelt apology letter, I actually ended up getting off scot-free, but that was my story.
Thanks for listening to Spark True Stories.
If you love what we do,
please help us spread the word
by leaving us a review on iTunes.
For more true stories
and to attend a live event,
head to stories.co.uk.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.